like the time my wife Kelly and I went to Paris for our honeymoon. We took pictures of everything. Buildings called chateaus, waiters called Henri.
Ah, bonjour!
But as she's out shopping, I realized somewhere between the hotel and like 97 different tourist attractions, I'd lost our camera bag.
Sacre bleu.
Should I play dumb? Act innocent? Somehow blame Henri?
Pardon?
No problem. I'll just stay calm, keep a level head, and frantically retrace my steps. Notre Dame. The Louvre. French cinema?
Mon chéri. Je t'aime.
After 2 hours searching, my heart's as heavy as the blocks of lead where my legs used to be. I'm drained. I drag my aching body into Patisserie 43 for a little Americana, an ice-cold Coke. And there's Henri.
Ah, monsieur.
With my Coke and our camera bag. This guy's no waiter. He's a French superhero. I came this close to hugging him.
Non, merci.
And that Coke? Better than a strawberry crepe smothered with chocolate. I felt so good after that, I didn't walk back to see Kelly. I ran.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Fuel for refreshment. Coca-Cola. Make it real.
Jewelry is the gift to give.
Cause it's the gift that live and live.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale. Most sales are after Christmas, but Clark's is just before.
Most everything is marked way down.
Savings you can't ignore. At Oklahoma's oldest jeweler since 1892.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale.
Jewelry is the gift to give.
Cause it's the gift that live and live.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale. Most sales are after Christmas, but Clark's is just before.
Most everything is marked way down.
Savings you can't ignore. At Oklahoma's oldest jeweler since 1892.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale.
Rodney is a stand-up comic struggling to make ends meet. Now he's landed a dream gig at the hippest club in town.
I can't play there.
Why not? We're not in the habit of turning down work.
But there's one catch.
Looking good, Rod Sickle.
They think I'm gay.
Let them think you're gay. I'll be right there with you.
As you're obviously heterosexual, can't get enough of the ladies' friend.
And Rodney needs to set the record straight.
I'm coming out, and I mean it.
An all-new Rodney.
Before you leave, you, me, and the dance floor.
Tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, only on ABC.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo, I'd like to ask you, have we exhausted all the topics? Why are we talking about fat people's rectum hygiene?
Well, number one, listen to me, all right? I just brought it up because I just thought about it. I said, would you ever wonder this? See, me, I'm the kind of guy that ponders certain things, all right? How many calls have I received on this?
Probably more than enough.
A ton. Well, I know radio. You don't. Keep that in mind. And I've received a ton of calls. I'm surprised I've received a ton of calls, but I've received a ton of calls. So obviously, this is a topic that people are interested in. Obviously, or I wouldn't receive any calls on it. You understand what I'm saying?
DHBZ FM, Oklahoma City. The views expressed on the Mo Radio Show do not reflect those of the Buzz staff or advertisers.
The buzz.
tonight.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, in response to a previous call, why does everything have to be serious or controversial? Why can't you just be entertained and talk about dumb stuff?
Do you ever sleep naked?
The Mo Radio Show. He sleeps on rubber sheets. And you would too. 94.7 The Buzz.
Seven The Buzz, Oklahoma City's new rock alternative, Mo Radio Show. All right. Guy called me about this. It's a story that I heard about a little bit. I didn't realize it was such a big deal, but then again, I didn't realize how big a deal high school football was in this area, and it's a big deal. I know it is. I love high. It's just because the no pro team, so high school football, college football. I dig college football. I don't know. I don't get into watching 16-year-olds play football. It's just me. When I have kids, maybe I will. I know a lot. High school football is a lot of people's lives, so I'm not going to get into it. Something going on with a Shawnee quarterback, Tucker Brown. Now, Ryan is on the mic here, too, because you actually saw the story on the news.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Here's what I gather from this. And like I said, I wouldn't even talk about this except the guy called me. So if he called me on it, obviously it's a news story. People are interested in it. A Shawnee quarterback. His name is Tucker Brown. He was thrown out of a game November 19th for kicking a Tulsa, Washington player. Shawnee was up, only 19 seconds left in the game. Now, under the rules, Brown was suspended for the next two games. The pair of games include Shawnee's semifinal game against Tulsa East Central, as well as potentially a Class 5A state championship game. Now, the county judge threw out the ruling, prompting the OSSAA, Oklahoma's governing body for high school athletics, to postpone Shawnee's game against East Central until an appeal of that decision could be heard. Now this case is going to the state Supreme Court. So let me get this straight and tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, Ryan. Dude, quarterback, kicked a player. Kicked a player. Now, from what I've heard is he was provoked to do it or his self-defense or something. But with 19 seconds left, the quarterback kicked another player. So under the rules, he's suspended for two games. Am I right?
Yeah, it's what you just said.
Okay.
That's what the league said.
Right. So what's wrong here? What's the big deal? You know, rules don't change just because you might be going to Class 5A state championships. Whether you were provoked, you weren't provoked, it was self-defense, you don't kick another football player. That's how I see it. I don't think the rules should change just because of who you are and you got a big game coming. Now, maybe you should have thought of that before you decided to kick the player. Now, am I wrong? Am I missing anything here?
I don't think you're missing anything. All I don't know what really happened from what I heard when I saw in the news is what you just said. And what I just said is that somehow or another he was provoked. Whether I don't know if the other player hit him.
All right.
I guess he probably said something to him, and then wherefore that player.
Well, don't speculate. You don't know what happened. You know, whether it was a self-defense, whether it was provoked, you don't do it. If you've got a good team and you know you potentially have a state championship team, you're the leader of that team, you're the quarterback of that team, you got to use your brain. And I don't think the rules should change just because of this.
Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek.
Well, guys, get out of here with your religious crap. Turn the other cheek. You're done. It's not a matter of being, it's a matter of just using your smarts and using your brain. If this is the rule, and the rule says you're suspended for two games, you're suspended. You're going to waste the Oklahoma Supreme Court on high school football? You don't think these guys have anything else to worry about than this? The rules say you're suspended for two games. You kick the player. They all know you kick the player. Whatever reason, you kick the player. You're suspended for two games. Just so happens that they're very important games. Now, unless they're saying that you're suspended for two regular season games, a lot of things will do that. Like, say you get busted before a playoff game and they'll carry it over to the next year. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're looking into. But I don't know, man. You just got to use your brain sometimes. You really do. I'm provoked many times on this show. Many times I want to whip out an F-bomb. You know how many I want to whip it out? What stops me from doing that? Well, the fact that I'll lose my job if I do, you know? If I do it, they say, listen, Mo, you know, FCC rule says you're fired for whipping out an F-bomb. Yeah, but I was provoked. No, you know, you're gone. You just can't do it. There's certain things you can't do. If the rules say you're suspended for two games, you're suspended for two games. Yeah, boo-hoo. You shouldn't kick players on a football field. It's 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back.
Call right now to receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 800-488-1394. That's 800-488-1394. Call 800-488-1394 now.
Hi, are you the director?
Yes.
Hi, I'm auditioning for the part of Hardened Street Cop.
But you're a burrito.
I'm a Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito from Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, we're not casting burritos.
Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito. Mess it up again, and I'll have to get rough with you.
What?
Sorry, I was getting into character.
Yeah, I don't even know what a Chipotle is.
It's the perfect balance of flavor and spice. You get it by slow smoking a Mexican pepper. Complex, but not overpowering. Got it, scumbag!
Taco Bell's new Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito. Loaded with carne asada steak, chipotle seasoned rice, spicy Southwest chipotle sauce, and a blend of three melted cheeses. All wrapped up and grilled to go. To get the perfect balance of flavor and spice, you've got to think outside the bun. For a limited time at participating locations. Craving a taste for late night excitement? Taco Bell is open late so you can feed your need for all the crunchy, spicy, grilled and melty stuff you crave. Spice up the night. Think outside the bun. Open till 3 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
I'm feeling lucky. Let them roll.
You already take enough chances in life than to gamble with your car. Head to All Makes and Models Auto Repair at Northwest 39th and Penn. Their mechanics are experienced and ASC certified with convenient hours Monday through Friday 8 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 3. Free diagnostic service with repair and no appointment is needed. That's All Makes and Models Auto Repair Service Center, Northwest 39th and Penn, across from Homeland, 605-0435. That's 605-0435.
Now that's a sure bet.
If you need assistance with issues related to mental health or substance abuse, help is available. Call the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services Reach Out Hotline at 1-800-522-9054. That's 1-800-522-9054.
Buzzer traffic.
For right now, we have two accidents on the interstate. Still trying to clean up one I-35 northbound around 2nd Street up in the Edmond area. Have a new one on I-35 northbound. That's going to be at Shields. City streets are still in good shape. This traffic brought to you by the Bank of Oklahoma. Take the hassle out of your next vehicle purchase with an auto loan from Bank of Oklahoma. You'll get a quick approval, flexible payment terms, and an incredibly low rate. Apply online at BOK.com. You're better off at BOK, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hello, Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo, listen, I know a little bit about this story you're talking about the football player.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know it or not, but his dad is the coach.
Yeah, I knew that.
And he left the previous job he had over in Wewoka under a lot of controversy, the same kind of thing. But the thing about it is that aggravates me the most about this whole thing is that the Shawnee school systems are allowing this guy to do this. I mean, 2 weeks ago in the single-A playoffs, there was a player suspended for fighting, same thing.
Right.
You know, it's like you said, it's a rule. Live with it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Sorry.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a senior at Mustang High School, and we're going to the Class 6A championships, and okay. I've been watching this kind of closely about the Shawnee player.
Yeah.
And, like, the play before it happened, like, one of the linemen, I think, jumped the line and punched the quarterback, and it, like, actually connected, but the refs didn't call it.
But what happened? So the refs didn't call it. That doesn't give you the right to kick him.
Yeah, I know, but the next play, he jumped and punched him again.
All right.
So, I don't know, but I think... But, yeah, they only ejected, like, the quarterback. They didn't get the other guy.
Well, that's what always happens. The guy who strikes last is the one who caught. I mean, you know that.
Yeah, it sucks, too.
Buzz, you're in the air.
I tell you what, Mo. All I can say is only in Oklahoma. I've heard some of the silliest news stories here.
Yeah.
I mean, what about the guy that was driving down the road watching porn on his DVD player, and he got charged with that? Public indecency, but this kid kicked the football player. It's plain and simple. He's guilty. Oh, we're taking it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, man. I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court has a little more to worry about than a high school football quarterback.
I mean, I'm a transplant at Okie, but I've heard some silly stories here.
Right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Mo Radio Show on 94.7.
The Buzz.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just had a comment about that Shawnee quarterback.
All right.
He, you know, it may be frivolous to everybody else, but we're talking about these kids' future. You know, they're staying here and go and hopefully be pro football players.
No, and I understand that, but you know what? You also have to be punished for your actions.
Well, but here's the thing, though. It should have been a personal, you know, it should have been a personal foul on both of them. They both should have got.
But whatever. The refs make mistakes.
They should have been fined. The flag should have been thrown, and they should have lost yards.
You know, Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a comment about the Shawnee football player.
Yes, go.
My son plays on a 2A team.
Uh-huh.
And we had a player that hit somebody. He got kicked out for two games. And I think the point they're trying to make is that player, a couple of plays before, had hit somebody, and the ref just talked to him. He should have been ejected two plays before that. But no, he shouldn't have kicked them. You've got to control your temper out there on the field.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm a student at Westmore High School. We've been talking about this in my business law class.
All right.
The thing is, the guy didn't even kick him very hard. And, like, we actually did see a little bit of game footage on the on some news. I don't even remember what I was watching.
Okay.
But, yeah, he just, like, came up and gave him a little love tap.
I understand that. But the rule states you can't do it. You can't kick another player.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's just the rules, and rules should not be changed just because you potentially could be state champions. Just because you're the star of the team, you're the quarterback, you're also supposed to be a leader, and leaders are not supposed to do this. These are the rules. You don't change the rules for one person.
Yeah, but part of this is because they think he was so provoked by that guy.
Who cares? Again, who cares?
I want to be a rock star.
The Mo Radio Show. Oklahoma City's new rock alternative.
Sir, are you a complete idiot?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
94.7 The Buzz.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, dude, this is so stupid. It all boils down to sportsmanship. If he ain't a good sport, he doesn't need to be on the field. And why waste taxpayers' dollars figuring out whether he should be kicked out for two games or not? If they lose the game, it's because he was a poor sport.
I you know what? I agree with you. Thank you for the call. Buzz, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. About the Shawnee game.
Yeah.
You are missing a couple of things.
All right, go ahead.
The play before, one of the Tulsa guys threw a right cross and hit one of our linemen in the face mask, and he got a warning.
Okay.
Now, with 19 seconds to go, you know, you can just kneel on the ball and it's uncontested because we had the lead. Well, the guy came off sides, grabbed the face mask, and pulled Tucker down.
Okay.
And that's whenever, in the rummage, Tucker just, it wasn't a big old kick to the head. It was just kind of pushing his head away, telling, hey, you know, kind of knock it off. And then, you know, they were just warning Tucker about it, and their coaches were raising hell about it. So that's whenever their coaches pretty much got Tucker thrown out and suspended.
Okay.
So there are a few things there that I thought you needed to know to be on the air and get the facts straight.
And that's fine, I appreciate the call. If the rule states you don't kick nobody, you don't kick nobody, and that's what he got busted for, and if the coaches got all crazy about it, then, again, you know, like the caller before you said, it's all about good sportsmanship. And if the other team are not good sports, then let them deal with the consequences. Why would you put yourself in a bad position? Why, as a coach, would you put your team in a bad position?
Right.
And why would you waste?
I agree. The rules are rules.
Right.
And I think that the suspension should hold. But as the coaches were saying, if we couldn't go any further than neither of y'all. So their primary objective was if they're not going to win, then, you know, then they're not going to let us go any further.
Right. So, thank you for the call, man.
You know, yeah, the rules are rules.
And that's what it boils down to. Rules are rules. If you are provoked, people are provoked every day. And the thing is, the other team's probably trying to provoke you, you know, to have you do something stupid like this. And then you got to get suspended. You got to just take it. Sometimes you just got to eat crow, man. You got to take your suspension. No matter what the reason is. Did you kick the player? Whether it was a hard kick, a soft kick, it's irrelevant. Did you kick the player? Yes. All right. Kick the player. That's all you need to know. You kick the player. You're suspended. I'm provoked every day, man. Not a day goes by where I'm not provoked to want to do whatever. Yesterday, I was provoked by my bosses because I got yelled at because I was messing with Rick Mitchell. And a whole meeting about me picking on Rick Mitchell. And Rick Mitchell does our weather, so I shouldn't pick on Rick Mitchell. I wasn't even picking on him. I was goofing on his promo. So as I'm in the meeting talking to my bosses, I'm provoked to jump over the desk and choke the life out of them. Right? But I don't. I'm provoked, but I don't. Because the police come in and they say, Mo, why did you kill your boss? I was provoked, officer. Well, how are you provoked? You know what? I was goofing on Rick Mitchell, and I got yelled at for it. And then, you know what? The cop will probably let me go. He would understand the sheer stupidity of that all. You know the rules. Don't break the rules. Right? That's how it goes. A lot of people calling about this. I'll get to your calls. 94.7 The Buzz Bo Radio Show at 7:34.
Ho, ho.
The Buzz.
Hello, little buzzheads. Let's see what Santa has in his sack for you.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, wrong sack.
The Buzz 12 Strings of Axmas. Win autographed guitars from Buzz bands like Weezer, Dane, Green Day, Disturbed, Offspring, Nickelback, The All-American Reject. The Buzz 12 Strings of Axmas on 94.7 The Buzz starts December 6th.
Announcing the newest member of the Bob Moore family, Bob Moore Ford is now open on the I-240 access road at I-35 in Oklahoma City. Dealerships come and dealerships go, but when it's Bob Moore, you can rest assured that we're here to stay. With over 30 years experience in the Oklahoma City metro area, we know what our customers want and how best to serve them. And at Bob Moore Ford, you can count on the very best pricing and selection of rugged Ford Tough trucks, like Super Duty, F-Series, Expedition, and Explorer, or practical and stylish Ford 500 and Focus, and the timeless and muscular Ford Mustang. At Bob Moore Ford, we're actually looking for good, clean, pre-owned vehicles to build our inventory. Bring by your car, truck, or SUV for top dollar trade-in values and drive away in the new Bob Moore Ford you've been dreaming about. We're excited about our new addition and the new opportunities to serve our customers and community. Come help us celebrate the grand opening of the all-new Bob Moore Ford today on the I-240 Access Road at I-35. Respectfully, Bob Moore.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade, and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
Since the early 70s, Motorcraft has been known for one thing, quality parts. Since the early 50s, O'Reilly Auto Parts has had that same kind of standard for everything we sell. Quality name brands like Motorcraft is what makes O'Reilly the choice for all your auto parts. Stop by your nearest O'Reilly store for your Motorcraft battery, plug, and filter needs. Quality Ford engineered parts at great prices. O'Reilly and Motorcraft. Now you're talking parts.
From stocking stuffers to items that will last for years, our Christmas sale has it all. Thousands of gift ideas and lower prices to save you money. We even have gift cards that will really make your Christmas shopping fast and easy.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Rodney is a stand-up comic struggling to make ends meet. Now he's landed a dream gig at the hippest club in town.
I can't play there.
Why not? We're not in the habit of turning down work.
But there's one catch.
Looking good, Rod Sickle. They think I'm gay.
Let them think you're gay. I'll be right there with you. As you're obviously heterosexual, can't get enough of the ladies' friend.
And Rodney needs to set the record straight.
I'm coming out, and I mean it.
An all-new Rodney.
Before you leave. You, me, and the dance floor.
Tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, only on ABC.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, I was just going to call in and talk to you about that situation with the quarterback and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
And, I mean, in that situation, honestly, I've watched him play. He's a good quarterback. But you got to realize your circumstances. You can't do that. I mean, yeah, it was a love tap. He's just pushing him off. But, I mean, he's got to realize – I play football for a 3A school, and, I mean, I've seen things like this happen, but the refs aren't going to call everything.
Right. They're going to miss calls. You can't take the law into your own hands.
Right. I mean, he's being a bad sport. You just got to let it go. I mean, okay, in the state semis, you can't let your team lose your best player.
Right.
The quarterback's the center of the offense.
Right. That's the thing, you know, that the team that was provoking him or didn't get called for some fouls, you could turn to them and say, kiss my ass when you're in the semifinals or the state championship. That's how you get your revenge, not by kicking them.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call.
No problem.
Buzz. Forecast.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day, and here's the good news. It won't be as windy either. But whatever wind is out there, you'll feel it. A high of only 48. Tonight, clear, a low of 30. Tomorrow, a little milder. Temperatures up around 60. I'm Eyewitness News 5's Rick Mitchell.
The Mo Radio Show on 94.7 The Buzz.
I've got another confession to make. Were you born to resist or be abused? I swear I'll never give in. I refuse. Is someone getting the best?
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the football controversy.
Okay.
I think people are missing the point. The fact is, there's a war in Iraq. So if people want to get their panties in a bunch, why don't they worry about something that really matters?
You know what? Whatever. I understand what you're saying, though. I understand that. Yes, there is a war in Iraq. Thank you. You know, other things matter other than the war. Yes, there is a war in Iraq. And I do believe that this is frivolous and... You know, you're bothering the state Supreme Court over a football player, a high school football player. You're bothering the state Supreme Court. Now, you know, they got more important things to worry about than this. You take it. You kick the player. You got caught kicking the player. You got a 2-game suspension. You take it. 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show.
The Mo Radio Show on 94.7 The Buzz.
Fading away. Well, you might say I'm losing.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, this is John. I drive a cab, and I listen to your show quite regularly. And
appreciate
I just
it.
Wanted to say one thing that probably helped this country out a lot. If we could get our priorities straight in this country, we wouldn't be in half the problems we have now.
No, you're right. Our priorities are way out of whack.
It seems like we always put more emphasis on the little things that don't really need that much attention and leave the big things that need to be addressed in the dark.
You like being a cab driver?
Yeah, it's all right.
You ever get any hot chicks doing crazy stuff in the back of your cab?
Every once in a while when they get drunk on a weekend.
That's pretty good, man. Pretty cool. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem, man. Have a good day.
You too. Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo.
Yo.
I'm talking about that football thing like everybody else is. I know you're probably tired of it, but here's the simple question. Did he break the rules?
Yes.
Yes. What's the penalty? 2-game suspension. There shouldn't be a discussion. I mean, you know what? If we don't nip this kind of stuff in the bud now, he's going to turn up, searched by the police, hiding in the trunk of his car after hiring somebody to kill his girlfriend who's pregnant, you know? I mean, it's the entitlement. It's that athlete entitlement thing. I mean, you know, it comes down to just because you play football doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want, break the rules. You know, you have penalties, man. I mean, this is what it's for. You broke the rules. Grow up.
Exactly. And with that, we're done with it. You kick the guy, 2-game suspension, enough said. Don't bother the Supreme Court. That really bothers me, that you're bothering the state Supreme Court with this. Like, this is the biggest thing going on right now. And what a lot of it boils down to with athletes now, and I can even say this, you know, when I was playing sports, is you see how the pros are treated and what the pros do, so you think you can get away with it. These dopes who are making millions of dollars out on the field are not role models. And you know what? They don't claim to be. There's a few good guys out there. If you want an athlete to look up to, I'll tell you what, the two best running backs in the NFL right now are class acts. Shaun Alexander, LaDainian Tomlinson. These are guys you look up to. These are guys get in the end zone and they're done. Those are the kind of guys you look up to, class acts. But the thing is, everybody nowadays wants to be the T.O. or the Randy Moss, the a-hole of the league. Dude, those guys are a-holes. And I'm not saying it's not funny when they do get into the end zone and Randy Moss pretends to moon the Green Bay Packers fans and T.O. rips off Ray Lewis's dance. I'm not saying I don't enjoy that stuff. But you really do. You sit there and say, well, there's T.O. being T.O. There's Randy Moss being Randy Moss, being an a-hole. I personally do respect a guy like Tomlinson, like Shaun Alexander, who get into the end zone and don't do anything. You know, quarterbacks like Peyton Manning. You don't have to be an a-hole to be a good athlete. But unfortunately, that's the way it seems nowadays. You got to be an a-hole. And it's the media and all the extra treatment that they get that make them into this person. This person who thinks they're better than everybody else just because you can catch a football? You're better than me and everybody else because you can catch a football. Like the cab driver said, our priorities are so out of whack. And high school football players, especially with how big high school football is here, these guys get special treatment. Come on. And it's these boosters, clubs, and everything else that do it for them. I know what goes on. You don't think college players and high school players are getting paid? You don't think these guys are walking down the streets or walking down the hallways like gods just because they could throw a football? It's because of the way we treat these people. And it bothers the hell out of me. Why should you get special treatment? You're in high school like everybody else. Oh, because you're the quarterback. Oh. Well, the whole school's depending on you. You get free grades. You get this. Boosters guy comes up to you. Hey, dude, here's $500. Go do whatever. When you're somebody that age, it's tough not to buy into it. And I blame the people who surround them. The teachers who give them, well, you know what, you failed, but you retake it. Just so you could play this week. You don't think these guys believe that they could break the rules? Because of how they're treated? Of course. Priorities are so out of whack. That bothers me, man. It really does. 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show.
Hey, my chicken select strips from McDonald's came with a free arch card loaded with a dollar.
Free, huh? Is this like the time that you turned down the movie star's marriage proposal?
What?
Or the time that you were allergic to work and the only prescription was a spa day?
No, that was different.
It's no lie. Now premium chicken sandwiches or chicken selects come with a free McDonald's arch card loaded with a free dollar.
I'm loving it.
One promotional $1 arch card with the purchase of any premium chicken sandwich or chicken selects through 12/5/05 while supplies last at participating McDonald's. Promotional arch cards valid through 3/31/06.
This morning, I dumped my husband's golf clubs by the roadside. Yesterday, I belly danced for a Maharaja.
Give me a few minutes in the morning with a warm, toasty McGriddle sandwich and a cup of great-tasting McDonald's coffee, and my imagination runs wild. Tomorrow, I'm boxing my boss.
Come here, you little...
McGriddles and coffee. How will you spend your me time?
I'm loving it.
Lucky Star Casino has upped their ante by adding the new Rez restaurant. The Rez is located right inside Lucky Star Casino and features a variety of different ethnic foods, specializing in Asian and Italian, while at the same time offering all-American favorites. Sustain your winning streak with the new Rez restaurant at the Lucky Star Casino. The new Rez restaurant is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Call 262-7612 for more details. Lucky Star Casino. We've got your game.
Go to LendingTree.com and enter their holiday sweepstakes by December 31st to win a $50,000 home makeover. For official sweepstakes rules, go to LendingTree.com/sweepstakes. No loan request necessary. Void where prohibited. See website for rules, details, and licensing.
$5,000 cash. $5,000 cash. $5,000 cash. When you buy any used car from Big Red Sports and Imports, you get paid up to $5,000 cash. With the holidays approaching, everybody needs cash. So when you buy any used car, SUV, truck, or minivan from Big Red Sports and Imports, we'll give you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in cold, hard cash. Every car is clearly marked with an amount. You won't get a coupon. You won't get a voucher. You won't get a check. When you buy a used car from Big Red Sports and Imports, you get up to $5,000 cash. Every Big Red Sports and Imports used car is a first quality vehicle. No repos allowed. And we've got over 300 to choose from, and every used car pays you up to $5,000 cash. What are you waiting for? Come in today and get paid only at Big Red Sports and Imports Kia in Norman on the Mile of Cars. Call 364-4400 now to qualified buyers plus tax and license.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, I just want to let you know I totally understand what you were talking about. Me and my buddy have been talking about that all offseason, how football guys think they're just top of the line.
You almost can't blame them because it's the way they're...
I agree with you.
You know, it's the way they're treated. They get preferential treatment.
The Mo Radio Show, 94.7 The Buzz. Buzz.